Now today, friends, we come to the 15th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy. If you have your Bible, turn there. If you have your notes and outlines, you'll want to follow along, and you'll notice that the 15th chapter, our subject here is God's poverty program. Hear a great deal about man's poverty program today, and it's not working. God had one that worked. And then there is a section here about a slave, a permanent slave. And then we have the perfect sacrifice is Christ. This is another very unusual chapter, you see. Now we come here in the first verse. At the end of every 7 years, thou shalt make a release. He's talking here about the sabbatic year, by the way. Every 7 years, there was a release made, that is, as he indicates it here. Verse 2, and this is the manner of the release. Every creditor that lendeth aught unto his neighbor shall release it. He shall not exact it of his neighbor or of his brother, because it is called the Lord's release. Now, every seventh year, the land was to lie fallow. But there were certain conditions that meant that you couldn't, from a brother or a neighbor, you could not take a mortgage that went beyond 7 years. That is, if you foreclosed at the end of 7 years or when the sabbatic year came around, that land or the money you had loaned all be canceled out. So they had to take that into consideration. Why? Because it equalized the wealth of that day. It gave every man an opportunity. Now, I want to strictly understand, I'm no socialist, and I think it's a devilish doctrine for the very simple reason it doesn't take into effect that man is a sinful creature. And if he can get it for nothing, he's not going to work for it, that's for sure. But also, there's the other extreme of extreme wealth today. And let's also say that at the lower scale, there are those that won't work of the poor if it's given to them. Well, what about the rich that don't work either? There are a great many of those today. Now, there needs to be some sort of a system that would equalize this so that there would be an opportunity given to a poor man who really wanted to work and get something for himself. And that's not possible today. We like to read the story of Henry Ford, and we like to read the story of these men that are founders of great corporations, the Rockefellers and the Hines and many other of them, and the Mellons, but the poor boy doesn't have quite that kind of an opportunity today. You're not apt to start another big automobile works today. It would certainly be an unusual fellow that did that. Well, the thought here is this was God's method of giving every man an opportunity who would work. And that's important, you see.